The guy's name's Paul. He's a mechanic.
Hello?
Hello, hi, Paul. This is
Clayton. Hi, hi, Clayton. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good, and yourself?
Good, good.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm actually on the call right now with one of my bosses. His name is Rick, and he's going to give you a brief overview of what our app is meant to do, and then from there we'll have some questions for you.
Okay, cool.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, so we're a small tech company, and we're putting together an app, and where we want for the automotive industry, basically. So basically,
yeah.
It's going to help. One of the purposes will to generate leads. That is,
okay.
We will connect people that need your specific service and connect you with those
okay.
people. So you're not getting. So if you do body work and they have engine work, we're not going to send them to you because you only do body. For example. So we will do some qualifying of the people before we connect them. To make sure that
okay.
they're within your area, the work that they need is within the scope that you do, and we can, and as far as pricing of services, we'll give them a general outline so they're not shocked that.
Yeah.
We'll do some basic diagnosis also if it's a mechanic, if it's, you know, some issue that they're not sure what the issue is. Before we transfer them to you. In addition to generating qualified leads, our interface is going to help you manage your customers, track past services that they've received from you, and also invoicing and payment processing. So basically,
okay.
they could receive the service and they can, you know, kind of Uber style, click pay.
Oh, okay.
And in addition to that, we'll send out reminders, emails, SMSs. If they're coming to you or you're going to them, we'll have GPS tracking and mapping and kind of ETAs
okay.
for the person
yeah.
traveling.
Oh, all right.
And we're considering also linking to, like, Identifix-type services. So that if we're dealing with some mobile mechanics, they can have that information in the palm of their hand, right?
Yeah.
So Clayton, I think, has some more specific questions for you regarding.
Okay.
So let's see here. Just give me 1 second here.
Are you, you have a shop?
No, I don't have a shop. I just do mobile.
You're 100% mobile. Okay.
Yeah.
And are you currently using any apps?
The only apps I'm on is Yelp, pretty much.
Yelp.
And then I use what's called Your Mechanic. It's not really an app, but it's online, and I use that
like
kind of as a guide
right?
to help me figure out what to charge.
Right. Okay.
So let's see here. Paul, so when you think of your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads, new clients? Would you like to get help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Or would you like help with invoicing?
Basically, more clients, new clients. That's what I would be looking for. And also, I want something that can help keep track of customers, you know, tell me their past jobs, what I've charged in the past for certain jobs. So I know because I find myself.
Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I was saying that I often find myself going back through my books to try to find out what I charged for a job in the past.
Yeah, we actually have a mini CRM, which is a customer relations management system that will keep track of all your clients' past history, how much you charge them, how many times in a year you went out to see them. So it tracks everything, and for that, we're charging $10 a month. Would you be willing to pay $10 a month for a mini CRM that tracks everything for you?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay, so let's see here. Now, as far as leads, how are you currently getting your leads? You said you're getting your leads from Yelp?
I'm getting leads from Yelp. Not a whole lot, but I get some leads from Yelp, but I do Craigslist and Google advertising.
And are you paying Yelp anything?
Say that again?
Are you paying Yelp anything?
No, I'm not paying Yelp, no.
Okay, and how about Google?
Google, yes, I do pay for the monthly advertising.
How much is that monthly?
Right now I'm only at $200.
Get $200, okay.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Craigslist, how are you paying for the service ads, correct?
For the, wait, say that again?
For Craigslist, you're paying for service ads. How many service ads do you post per month?
So per month, I'm probably posting close to about 50 ads because I run 2 ads, but not every day.
Okay, so you're paying about $250 a month, right, for the ads?
Yeah, because they're $5 a piece, yeah.
Okay. Now, if we were to exceed as far as the marketing that you're doing now, as far as getting you more clients, would you be willing to pay, let's just say, even lower, because you're paying total for marketing right now, $450. Would you be willing to pay, let's just say, $350 for marketing per month? If we did all the marketing for you, you didn't have to worry about that. The marketing is all taken care of, and you're getting more clients than you're getting now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as, so you're not paying per lead. Now, see, we have two options as far as how we can get you leads. We can either get you a cold call lead that, you know, it may or may not convert. And that would be anywhere between, I would say, $1 to $5 per lead. Or we also have the option where we can answer the call for you, book the client, invoice them, and charge you a small commission between 10 to 15% per lead. Which would be more appealing to you, the per lead or paying a small commission for a job that's already booked?
Probably per lead, I would say.
Okay. Now, as far as scheduling, how are you currently scheduling your clients? Are you using any apps to schedule them?
No, most of my clients are I need service now, and I go right now. Very, very few try to schedule in advance. I mean, I do have that, and I'll just use my calendar on my phone and put them in, and it just reminds me.
Okay. Okay. And are you doing any social media marketing by any chance?
Yes, I do have an Instagram.
Okay, Instagram. And are you getting clients from there?
I've had a couple. I don't have a big following, but I've had a couple. Not
and
a whole
would
lot.
You like some help with social media marketing? That way you can, you know, expand your business?
Yeah. I'd be interested in that.
Okay. And how are you currently invoicing your clients?
I just use like my computer and just write up a receipt, really.
And you just email them the invoice?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you processing credit cards or do you take check or cash only?
No, I do cash and credit cards. I don't do checks. I just had problems in the past with that.
Okay, who do you use to process the credit card payments?
It's the Chase.
So
it's through my Chase Bank. I forget what
really?
They call
okay.
it, but it's through them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so they just give you like direct deposits?
Say that again.
So they just give you like direct deposits?
Direct deposits?
Into your clients? I mean, they just deposit the money into your account, so there's no merchant or anything like that.
Yeah, well, they'll either pay me cash or I just run their card through my setup, and it just charges them automatically.
Okay. Let's see here. And is there anything else you can think of that, you know, on your day-to-day that we could do for you that would eliminate time, and maximize your earning potential so you can see more clients on a day-to-day basis and then just throughout your day.
Yeah. What I think would be pretty cool is, I'm not sure if this would fall in line with you guys, but like helpful hints on certain jobs from other mechanics. Like, say I'm going to go do a starter on a Honda Accord, and there's you know, there's something like a little weird, maybe a little tough to do. Like any like kind of like tips, you know what I mean? Like, I can go, oh, okay, cool. So when I do that, this is what I do.
Okay.
Something like that would be pretty cool.
And as far as answering your calls, are you answering all the calls on your own now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, how many calls would you say you get per day?
Per day, on average, I would say 3 to 4 calls.
3 to 4 calls. And how many of those converting? Are those, what's the percentage of the conversion? How many of those converting?
Average, I would say about 25 to 50%.
25. So out of 3 to 4 calls, you may get anywhere between 1 to 2 actual bookings, correct?
Yes, yes. That's like on an average, because sometimes there's, you know, you don't get much of anything, and then some days I'm just slammed with work all day.
Okay. And what's the average cost per service?
Oh, let's see. It ranges from everything I do. I would say average would probably be about $150.
Okay. And do you charge a diagnostics fee?
The diagnostics, I typically tend to stay away from like heavy type of diagnostics. Just with all the different cars, stuff can get complicated. Because I'm basically BMW certified, so those I'm real comfortable with, but I try not to get into too much like heavy type of diagnostics. So like no start stuff, I could do that. So I really don't charge a fee because it's only going to take me, you know, 1 or 2 minutes to figure out if it's a starter or a battery, pretty much. Like, so I don't get into like that diagnostic type stuff.
Okay. All right. And how are you keeping track of, are you keeping track of all of your payments for your for tax purposes at the end of the year?
Yes, yes. I have it all. I have a book that I write everything down in.
Okay, and you know, with being able to use our CRM, you won't have to. You can go paperless. It'll do everything for you. It'll actually be able to help you track your miles as well. So you can write it off as far as your tax purposes. And like I said, that will only be $10, you know, per month. Now, as far as our services are concerned, we're still, you know, dancing around with how much we should charge and how we should charge clients. We're thinking about doing a monthly membership fee or a yearly fee. Would you feel like would be more that would be better for you, a monthly fee or a yearly fee, and how much do you think that would be worth to you? Everything that, you know, we discussed.
I would think maybe a monthly fee would be better.
Monthly fee. Mm-hmm. And how much do you think a monthly fee, a fair monthly fee would be?
That would be including like the marketing and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everything in the app you can opt in or opt out of. It's entirely up to you.
Yeah, okay. I think like a monthly fee would be good, anywhere from $50 to $100.
Now, as far as expanding, do you have any plans on expanding in the near future?
If I got more business, then I can get to the point where maybe I hire someone else. That would be a direction I would go, yeah.
Okay, so for right now, as long as, I mean, your main objective right now is to get as many clients as possible then, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and what areas do you cover? Do you just cover the Long Beach area?
Orange County. So I don't go to Long Beach. It's a little too far, but I'm in touch. I'm pretty much almost in the center of Orange County, so I do about a 20 to 25-mile radius.
And have you worked for any other companies? Have you worked for, there's quite a few companies that that have mechanics, like on-demand and mechanics. Have you ever worked for any of those companies before in the past?
No, I haven't. I've just done my own.
Okay, and how long have you been in business for?
I've been in business for about 1 year now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And out of all the clients that you get, do you have many returning clients that you've seen multiple times in a year?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, but I've been doing the mobile for about 5 years, but I just made it into an actual business last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I have clients that call me, you know, 3-4 years ago. Hey, you did this. It's, you know, and I'm getting a lot of return customers though.
Okay. And now, is there anything else you can think of as far as any types of features that would help you be able to, like I said, you know, maximize your earning potential throughout the day?
I think just what I said about the helpful hints and keeping track of customers. That's like some of the biggest things that I need. And what to charge, you know, what to charge. But, I mean, I guess if it's through your app, you're already charging the customer a base, what they're already going to know what it's going to cost, so.
Yeah, and before we would actually, you know, book any clients for you, you would let us know what your prices are because at the end of the day, you know, we can assume that, you know, something, you know, would be worth $200 to you, but if it's not, then we would definitely want to know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and then also, I guess, I would want to, you know, what certain jobs I do, like I'm not going to pull transmissions, you know, but I could do, you know, spark plugs, replace sensors, you know, oxygen sensors, whatever.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do as being a mobile mechanic. There's no way you're going to pull engine out or anything like that. Yeah, so it's pretty much just brakes, starters, just minor repairs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to do any. I mean, I know some guys out there do that stuff, but I don't feel comfortable without, you know, a shop and a lift, do stuff, bigger stuff like that.
No worries. So we pretty much have everything we need here. Rick, do you have any other questions?
No. It sounds like you guys got a good thing going.
No. If I have questions, I'll chime in.
Okay, so, I mean, we have pretty much everything I need here. Just give me 1 second. That way I can get your, I just need your, where should we make the check out to? Who should we make it out to, and where should we mail it?
You can make it out to me and then mail it directly to me.
Okay, Paul, and the last name, Paul?
Is Zukowski, Zukowsky.
Well, and where should we mail it to?
It's going to be 15641 South Myrtle, Myrtle Avenue. And that'll be in Tustin, California, 92780.
Okay, so that's 15641 South Myrtle, Tustin, California, correct?
Yes, that's it.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for taking our call today. We'll definitely be in touch once we're further along in our development process, and we'll definitely want to get as much feedback from you in the future.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right, awesome. You have a good one.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.